We start this hour with supermarket competition in the Valley, which is continuing to grow, and that plethora of options is strongly affecting groceries' bottom lines. Some neighborhoods offer a choice of Fry's, Trader Joe's, Safeway, along with smaller markets, so grocers are cutting prices to attract more shoppers. And that, at least in part, is bringing the likelihood of consolidation into the picture. Albertsons is eyeing Phoenix-based Sprouts, with the companies reportedly holding preliminary talks about a merger. So what's in it for the groceries and consumers? To find out, we called Phil Lempert. He's the editor of Supermarket Guru and an industry analyst. So, Phil, what would Sprouts give Albertsons that it doesn't already have?
Basically, what Sprouts brings to the party for Albertsons is the future. You know, Albertsons and Safeway stores are old, they're tired, they're the traditional supermarket, and Sprouts is really appealing to the millennial generation, Generation Z, and it's all about fresh. And when we look at the supermarket world, that whole industry, it's not about piling it high and selling it cheap anymore. It's not about the cans and the boxes in the center of the store. It's everything around the perimeter, those fresh foods, really being able to pick and choose products that are unique and special. And frankly, this is going to be a shot in the arm for Albertsons that they've needed for a long time.
If in fact this Albertsons and Sprouts merger consolidation goes through, do you think it's going to be sort of just a drop in the ocean as far as the industry, or could it have a big impact?
I think it could have a big impact if Albertsons really gets behind the format and they start converting existing smaller stores to the Sprouts format. They might just be looking to acquire it, to have a good format, and keep it the way it is and growing, you know, organically a little bit every year. But if I was, you know, leading up, I would say that's the future. Let's start converting Safeways and Albertsons to that kind of format, and that would be a success.
So, Phil, what about some of the big stores like Safeway, Albertsons? I know here we have Fry's. I know Kroger is in other parts of the country as well. A lot of them have tried to have their own natural line. Is that not working as well? Is that why you'd want to try to get a Sprouts or maybe something else that already has sort of that built-in, as you talk about, fresh, natural sort of thing?
Yes and no. If we take a look at Kroger, for example, their organic line has done really well really quickly. They've really been able to hone in on consumer needs, but frankly, Albertsons and Safeway, not so much. Safeway had started with their O-Organics, full steam ahead, but frankly, it's just wavered. They haven't been able to capitalize on the opportunity the way Kroger has, and people are shopping different. What Sprouts does, it's not only bringing in these products, but also a whole different environment. It's not, you know, shelving that's piled high that you can't see over. It's lower shelving. It's when you walk in the store, you can see the whole store. It's all about fresh. So it's a very unique departure. And I think when we take a look at other retailers like Kroger, even like Whole Foods experimenting with new formats, we really haven't seen much from Albertsons and Safeway with new formats. So buying a format like Sprouts is a faster way to success for them.
Phil, we have some areas here in Phoenix which has always been known as especially competitive for supermarkets. I mean, I can actually point to one corner in North Phoenix that has Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Albertsons, and Fry's all within a block of each other. And so where is competition right now in the industry generally?
Well, we've got competition, and frankly, when I hear stories like that, it means we've got too many stores. Yes, it's good for the consumer, but it's bad for the industry because those four stores really are going to be killing each other on pricing, on services, and they're not going to make any money. The real competition today is coming from online, from the internet, whether it's ordering via Instacart, whether it's click and collect, where you order your groceries online and you pick it up at the store, whether it's from Amazon. And frankly, when I look at the radar, what I'm looking at for competition more than anything else is Amazon Fresh and Amazon Go, those new formats that we're seeing, Walmart's new convenience store, Aldi and Lidl. And they're all smaller formats. And frankly, a lot of shoppers are saying that they don't want to walk into a supermarket and see 100 different brands of olive oil. All that they want the retailer to do is step up and curate. Maybe give me one great olive oil from California, one great one from France, you know, a value one, a private label one. We don't need to be confused by all these products that are just so similar.
What are you seeing as far as prices go, Phil? Because we all see the ads about we've got the lowest prices, we've lowered our prices, and then expanding from there, an Albertsons Sprouts, for lack of a better term, a merger there, how could that affect consumer prices?
Well, when we look at commodities such as beef and poultry and eggs and even tomatoes, we're seeing lower prices than we've seen in decades. Number one, remember that up until now, we've seen the highest prices. So it's really a price correction that we're starting to see take place. But in the meantime, it has fueled a price war between retailers. And that's great news for consumers to get out there and stock up, because we don't know how long this is going to last. You know, predictions are it'll last through the fall and then it might come back up. However, weather conditions really affect our food supply. So unless we have major storms, major droughts happening, and globally, not just here in the U.S., prices should maintain at this lower level.
Phil Lempert is the editor of Supermarket Guru and an overall industry analyst. Phil, thank you for the time.
Thank you.